Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
We've been hearing a little bit about sickle cell anemia really since the 60s and probably earlier than that. That would be the 1960s for those of you younger. And the fact is that it is still prevalent in certain communities. And really, what is it? What is the trait? What can it do to you? My guest today is Jennifer Abrams. She's an author and an expert on sickle cell anemia. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. Tell us a little bit about, first tell the listeners, what is sickle cell? What is that trait?
Well, sickle cell is a blood disorder. Basically, it's when your hemoglobin gets low, it distorts the red blood cells. And instead of it being round and bouncing well, it turns into a mean shape, a sickle shape, hence why it's called sickle cell. And it blocks the oxygen from flowing into the body, which causes a disgusting amount of pain.
So, okay, Jennifer, and we've heard this could be a very painful condition. And tell us a little bit about how you found out that you had it. And is this something that is prevalent in more than just the Black community?
Well, I found out, well, my parents found out I had it when I was 1 year old. I was just screaming and crying as a baby, and they couldn't understand what was wrong with me because both my parents actually got tested. And my mom knew she had the trait, but they told my dad that he did not have the trait. So they went on together and, you know, got married. And my mom was like, I'm not going to marry someone that has the trait because her sister has the full-blown disease, SS. So when I was one and they admitted me to the hospital and they couldn't understand what was wrong with me, they retested me, well, and my dad, and they found that I actually had the full-blown disease because they confused my father's test with somebody else's. So they found that I had full-blown sickle cell, SS. And ever since then, I've been struggling with it up to this present day. And surprisingly, it's not just in the Black community. Sickle cell month is actually this month, September, and we're actually finding out that the Asian community, the Indian community, is actually a great part of this community with sickle cell.
So what is it like? You've been describing pain, and what can you do for it, Jennifer?
Ooh, the pain, there's different kinds of crisis. You know, you could be having a small crisis where your joints are just aching you, and then you can be having a severe crisis where you've got no choice but to call the ambulance and go into the hospital. When you're having a full-blown sickle cell crisis and you go into hospital, I usually have to take morphine, the diamorphine pump, and I just basically have to stay there until the pain goes. I take a lot of water, a lot of fluid, because we get very dehydrated, and that causes chronic pain as well. So it's just a lot of fluid and basically a lot of morphine, because nothing else touches the pain. You know, I just had a crisis in July. I was there for 2 weeks. But the one before that, I was in hospital from December of 2014 to the 6th of March of this year. So that was 11 weeks, 1 week short of 3 months. So it varies every now and then.
Besides just treating the pain, when it arises, are there any treatments? Are there any prophylactic things so that you can ward it off before it sort of attacks you, however often that it does? Is there anything that you know about, research going on, things to help people like you?
Yeah, one of the great things I always try to do straight away is a massage with these great Chinese deep peat oils. They are so great. If you feel any pain whatsoever, just quickly get the oils or the balm, and I get my mom to massage me, or I go into the spa and I get a massage. Sometimes that's even better than taking paracetamol, ibuprofen, because sometimes that doesn't really hit the pain. I find massages very, very helpful when I first feel the pain, and usually they do help. Sometimes they don't, but it is a great thing to do.
Is this lifelong, Jennifer, and is it something that's gotten worse as you've gotten older? When you were a child, was the pain that severe that it would keep you out of school? Is it worse now than it was then?
Ooh, it's varied. It's been like a roller coaster, to be very honest with you. when I was young, I was extremely sick. My longest admission ever in life in the hospital straight was 9 months. I was about 10 years old then. It was a very disgusting crisis. And then I had a period in secondary school, I think you call that high school in America, where I didn't have a crisis once for about 3 years. And then when I was 16, again, it got really bad up to the age of 20, and then it calmed down. And then recently, as I've had my baby, my daughter, she's 3 now, it's really got kind of bad. I've had more crises in these last 3-4 years than I've ever had a crisis.
Jennifer, we do shows here at Radio MD for City of Hope and Cancer Treatment Centers, and we talk about the hematopoietic stem cell transplantation. And so What's going on in that world? Can that help people such as you with sickle cell?
Well, yeah, we don't know much about it. My consultant, Professor Boyer at UCH Hospital, he's really great. He has been telling me about the bone marrow transplants, but it sounds a bit scary. But, you know, it is something that they are telling us about now, getting more information, because before there was no cure whatsoever. But they're saying that now that is a option, you know, but it's not something that they really do push. They more push over here having regular blood transfusions or exchange blood transfusion. That's what they...
So if you were to tell... Well, and if you were to tell people that are going through what you're going through, what would you tell them about getting tested, about testing their children, and about dealing and managing and living with this disease?
Oh, my goodness. I would say everybody get tested. Know if you know if you have the trait. You need to know if you have the trait, first of all. And then test your partner, like my mom did my father. But then we test again because they do make mistakes. Like, when I got with my ex, I was like, look, I have sickle cell disease. I have full-blown SS. If we're going to go on and, you know, have a family, I need to know if you have the trait, because it's not an option for me to give birth to a child knowing that you have the trait, because that child is going to have sickle cell, end of story, full-blown disease. He got tested. He did not have the trait. So, you know, we went on forward and everything. And my daughter just has the trait. She doesn't have full-blown sickle cell. I would tell everyone, please get tested. It's not a nice disease. It's not something that you want to watch your child suffer with. It's excruciating beyond belief. You can't explain it. It feels like somebody's beating your body with a hammer constantly. So everybody, you know, it's good to know. It's good to have knowledge, to be aware of what's wrong with you or what's wrong with the person you want to get with, and then you know how you want to move forward in life with your relationship. So everyone get tested.
And you said that you have a baby. We have just less than a minute left now. Can people with sickle cell, such as yourself, lead a productive life, have babies, all of those sorts of things? Kind of give a little bit of hope there.
Oh, yeah. If you have a good doctor and you go to a good hospital, there's hope. You know, I had my daughter vaginal birth. I refused to have a C-section because I said, just in case this is my only pregnancy, I want to know as a woman what it is to push a baby. You know, they did use forceps to help me, but, you know, I have a beautiful, healthy daughter. I have crises every now and then, but I enjoy her. She enjoys me, and we're just living life together. So there's hope for every woman out there with sickle cell.
That's excellent information, and good luck to you. We applaud you coming out and speaking about it. The book is called Love and Wisdom Book. You can go there, loveandwisdombook.com, and find out more about Jennifer Abrams and her journey with sickle cell and her good advice to those living with it. And that's what we're doing here. We're not only giving you medical advice all the time at Radio MD, but we're talking with patients and stories and hopeful stories, and that's what we do. So remember to share these shows with your friends. And if you missed any of the great information, you can go to radiomd.com and listen anytime, on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.